May grace be unto you from God, our Father, and from our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's join at the beginning of these services together in thanksgiving and prayer. Almighty God, dear Heavenly Father, we wish to thank you on this beautiful hot day that we have been able to gather together before your holy word. Father, we thank you for that. That even without our carnal mind, that grace that you have showed upon to us in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you loved us even though we broke your will, and that we set Christ to suffer and die on behalf of our sins. He obediently did his duty, and through his resurrection, he prepared for us the gift of righteousness into that which that will lead us to everlasting life with you in heaven. For this we humbly thank you, dear Father, that you have protected us as your children until this evening moment. And we would ask that you would carry us in the care of this kingdom to the end of our days, so that we would one day be victorious in our faith and see services. We would ask you the blessings for these services. Open, dear Father, your word according to your will through your poor servants. Our hope and prayer would be that these services would be we would give thanks unto you for these services and build in our congregation and be strengthened in our own personal weak faith, as we so often feel. Father, we would ask even now that ask in the mid during our this time tonight into the care of the Good Shepherd, into your kingdom, those dear ones and friends who the enemy soul has been able to lead away into the world of unbelief. Give them power. And we ask or remember those that serve in different duties, that they would be given power, power to serve these service guests. Let them all experience your blessing in this kingdom. And we go before your heart with those prayers that your dear Son, our Savior, has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, hearers of the word, I thought to read for study tonight a few verses from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Colossians from the third chapter, from verses 12 to 17. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against thee, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on the charity, which is a bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye have called in one body, and be you thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. As we begin to look at this word of God in that prayer of heart, faith, that the Heavenly Father would open that which he so wills. I come so empty and poor from his poor servant. In his book of Colossians was written, Paul wrote this to one of those who are living in Asia Minor or in Turkey, or to a congregation that was born of the work of the gospel. God led the work of the gospel into these areas, and in the first century of the early church, the word spread into Turkey. And Paul wishes with this letter, wishes to remind them with those words at the beginning of the chapter, when he says that we thank God and that we pray always on your behalf. Now when we have come from our daily lives and we have come here together, to be gathered here to this celebration or festival with other believers, come before the Holy Word of God, and as we listen, quieten ourselves before those words that God, according to his will, is opened. We know that many prayers have also have risen from many hearts before these services, even those who organized these services, that the Heavenly Father would give them strength to take and do their duties, that they would receive strength, as we say now, to carry that burden all day, even in these hot days. I'm sure many have also prayed this, that the Heavenly Father would accordingly that being sent those into those brothers who come to serve with the word, that God would help them. It is very trying. And when I was preparing myself for this service, I would wish to ask at the beginning of these services that could I believe my own sins and doubts forgiven. I wish to believe, dear travel friends, brothers and sisters, to believe in this way and be contented that it is God who does this work, and that we are only servants, and we are servants, us men and women. And now, as we go into this text, as we look at this text, one idea came into mind reading this text that Paul carried, that in amongst all the believers and in the love he was often, he was always reminding these congregations. This was a new congregation, and they had just received the grace of repentance in this congregation. As we speak in the language of canon, that we have been able to experience, that we have those times of engagement, that feeling like engagement when we are beginning our journey, when we receive the forgiveness of sins our first time. But then when one day, every day, the normal life comes, and then the enemy of soul begins to try and tempt us and tries to make us fall, especially one who had just received the grace of repentance. And Apostle Paul tried to be encouraged these who just received the grace of repentance in their personal faith of life of faith, in the midst of their doubts and trials, and also at some point, for we are traveling as two portions. Here he says, he warns of wrong teachings, as he says in this way, that people do not lead you astray and lead you away with wisdom. There were many those who taught wrong in these early congregations, and they had come in the midst of this young congregation. When I read this chapter, what it says, that be aware, but it is, this word is also for us, be aware for all of us. Be aware so that no one should tempt you with wrong teachings that are not according to the word of Christ. I came to mind such a topic that we speak a lot today, and it's a good issue that we speak of our wellness and our mental wellness. We take care of this, but in the thoughts, the way it's flowing, there is also danger. There are dangers. And in the same way as Paul says here, that we must be aware of these dangers. That we do not go, so these, when we take care of our mental issues and so on, that it does not lead us to such a road that that a person does not start to search for peace within himself, and that the spiritual or the personal health, or if we start looking for peace within ourselves, it is a wrong teaching. We live in the world but are not of the world. Even as believers, we have to be watching in all these new trends in the world. And here, as the dear Paul gave this loving instruction to these people in Colossians, then in our text, that put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, he sent greetings to this congregation in Colossian, that how the Spirit of God brings together believers, brothers and sisters, as one family, no matter where they live in the world. No matter what their backgrounds are, about once they have received the grace of repentance, that marvelous matter comes forth, that they become, they know each other through their hearts, and they become brothers and sisters, as Paul writes to the Ephesians, kind of in this way, that you are not, no longer strangers, but you belong to the family of God in the same congregation, or something like this. For this love amongst brothers and sisters, as Peter or John's epistle speaks to us. For when we have partake of Christ, or maybe you went in this way, speaks of journeying. I don't remember the exact words, but as we travel in our lights, we love one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ washes us from all sins. These are those great greetings of heaven that we can speak to one another when we meet, when we can be blessing one another on this road to heaven, or strengthening our journey here. It entered my mind, comes to mind, that when I was listening to a service, and one brother said that we have a habit of we speak of a way and a journey. It is a familiar saying, but when we go, when we visit people, when we visit each other, we eventually go and speak about matters of faith, and we speak of the road. And then when we speak of the road, we speak about how we believe Christ has taught us in his word, and it is recorded in God's word, as Jesus said, "I am the road, way, and the life," that our faith would be preserved with the other lambs. And we speak of the road and the way on this journey. We end up having different things happen to us in different ways, and we have this need to discuss with one another, that we can ask a brother or sister that what mind are you of this or that matter, or we can also speak of our own psalm, and that also makes it easier for us to carry our own burdens. And we may, then when we speak of these, we can both be joyous from these discussions. And in this way, here he spoke to the people in Colossians. But then he says, "Put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering." Here are many, could we say, adjectives, phrases. When Paul writes to the Galatians, when he speaks of the fruits of faith, there are these: love, faith, long-suffering, patience, friendliness, and so on. And in this way, Paul wishes to embolden these brothers and sisters in Colossians who had just received the grace of repentance. They have understood this, and they accepted this, and they accepted the Holy Spirit into their heart. And the Holy Spirit is a home teacher which instructs us. Singular child of God, and also the work also in his, and the work in the congregation. This work continues through the Spirit. He reminds us how important it is that when we are as traveling as two portions, that we would try that to stay within these fruits of faith and through the gospel get rid of those effects from the old portion, the second other portion, that affect us believers, and they affect us new again and again, even though our heart's desire would be to live as a child of God, but because of our flesh, it is very difficult. And that is why Paul says here that clothed on mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. And I can say personally, there in the midst of my loved ones, that how often I find myself falling in these. But isn't it a blessing, this, that there in a family or amongst your friends, you are given strength to bless, all sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus Christ. Then you are clean, and you feel loose, and it is easier to continue, and the others become much more loved. And it continues here, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, when I think of myself, we have reason to complain to ourselves, for this old portion has been able to affect us so often. But the gospel wipes everything clean, being affected by God. When another believer preaches on to us our all doubts and sins forgiven, says, forgiving one another, even if man has a quarrel against thee, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. Our Savior, in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the words of Christ, that if you give another person their sins, the Heavenly Father shall also forgive you. But if you do not forgive your friends forgiveness, the Heavenly Father will not forgive your sins. In this way, Christ taught that even as we travel as two portions, that this effects of the old portion we can be nailing to the cross, that they do not grab a hold of, go hold of us, that we should always forgive another person as we have also received much. It came to my mind a picture or story when Jesus was with Peter, was speaking with Peter, or Peter came to Jesus and asked a question, which also shows us how weary we are ourselves, even in the midst of our friends, even as Peter came before Jesus, Lord, that if my brother offends me, how often should I forgive him? Should I forgive him seven times? This was kind of a border for Peter, that seven times is surely enough. You remember the answer of Christ. He answered, not seven times, but 70 times, 77 times seven, said Jesus. And then he went to speak about the parable, the 10,000 talents. The 10,000 talents. It is such a big number that if someone has such, no one would be able to pay that amount back. For one talent is 60,000 denarii. And we know that one denar is a good wage for one man per day. And one talent would be impossible for somebody to pay back through work. This king forgave this forgiven to this servant. For the parable says that went down to his knees and prayed that, Lord, Lord, I pay you all back. He was humbled to ask. And we know how the king was merciful and forgave the huge, huge debt. Then he who received this forgiven, his debts forgiven, he met another person who owed him just a little bit of money. And that servant who was in debt, that, can you forgive me that I cannot pay my debt back? But this man who received a large debt forgiven was not so ready to pardon this debt. But he said to the servant. Servant said that he did not wish to give that small debt forgiven. But the master put this debtor into jail until he was able to pay his master back. We have received all through grace forgiven. And you who have received repentance from the road of unbelief, and also those who have been able to be, who has been preserved as a child from childhood faith, even though those sin has attached and has made the journey slow. And it says in the book of Hebrews, says that put away sin and burden, according, just like those saints before, so that we would not become tired on our journey and leave our journey short. Then Paul continued, said, above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, that what we are known by, according to Christ, we are known through as disciples, my disciples, when you love one another or keep this love between one another. This is the love of God. It is not from us. It is from heaven. And through the Holy Spirit, it affects in us. As we remember those fruits of faith, when the first one that's mentioned is is love and joy and so on. And this love between the brothers and sisters, our children of God. Sometimes we hear that love that love hides the multitude of sins. It does not mean this, that we would put them, that we'd put them away hidden. But this love affects us, but that we go to our brother or sister as a sinful, but as we have received much forgiven, we approach his brother and sister and encourage, embolden them, not approaching them from above, but from his side, with familiar church law of Christ. That's, if brother offends you, speak to your brother. We can ask such a humble mind that we would bring the good greetings from heaven to one who has fallen into sin. The same thoughts, this plea. The writer of Psalms often writes, says this, that I would wish, to ask this plea for myself, as a psalm writer asks, that search me, O God, look in my heart. Give me trials. Look at my thoughts. And if I am on the wrong road, lead me back to the everlasting road, a road that leads to everlasting. It's a good prayer for us, that if we should stumble, and as we are sliding and sliding towards the wrong road, into permissiveness of sin or wrong righteousness, that God would love through his own and through his Spirit be leading us back to the right road. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Jesus, in his farewell sermon, spoke to his disciples, who were able to travel a few years with their Savior, and they heard him speak of God's word and explain it. But now came the time when Christ had to walk alone that road of suffering, those heavy steps, that when God gave his promised the first couple, when Jesus was set out on a road of suffering, and his time here on this earth with the disciples was ending, he told them in his farewell sermon speech those familiar words, how he promised, "My peace I give unto you. I do not give like the world gives. Do not be sorrowful and do not be afraid." This peace that God gives in our hearts, when we can travel with the power of the Holy Spirit, and we can get our faults and sins forgiven, in his precious name and blood, atonement blood, God gives us a peaceful heart and it's easy to continue, or easier to continue. And here at the end of the text, it said, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with the grace of hearts to the Lord. I would think in this way that when we start these services, we have prepared with that thought that if God so wills, we have gathered here at these official services in Gaoru. And why our services arrange is all for that reason. So this word of Christ, read and spoken word, would be refreshing and strengthening us on the road, but also that he would be calling also our dear friends and close ones back into his kingdom, back into his home. But if at this moment, if there's anybody here or who should be listening through other methods who might be thinking that where's the gracious God and his kingdom, you did good that you came, or you came to listen at these services, in these speeches, sermons. God, through his Spirit, brings that, is calling that living gospel that everyone is able to believe according to the merits of upon the, all sins forgiven. And you who might be asking, where is this gracious God and his kingdom? Here at these official services, us poor children of God, ourselves pardoned sinners, we hear that good glad tidings and the forgiveness of sins, and we speak of God's kingdom. You can hear and know. You can believe personally this gracious gospel. You can believe unbelief and all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And when you believe in this, that your sins are forgiven, God shall give you the Holy Spirit into your heart, and the Holy Spirit will connect you to be partaker of other believers in this kingdom, where that love, where we, one another, are supporting each other and carrying each other, and before all, with the gospel, being comforted with the gospel. And it says that whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. We need instructions and teaching. And we hear these again and again, and we ask, we can ask also, that what is the instruction of God's word, and what is the will of God? Another question that we might be battling, and we can be surely that in God's kingdom, the answer will be found, for kingdom is like a rock statue. We need teachings and words of instruction. In the book of Romans, Paul tells us, instructs us, even before these questions, that do not go according to the way of the world, but change your mind so that you are able to tell what is the will of God and what would fill his heart. These words of encouragement and these teaching, also these believers in closing, we all need them on this road to heaven. And we would ask and pray that these services, the Heavenly Father would feed each one of us Eve with the living word of God. Even open unto us great tidings or great scenes in the future, and one day we shall reach the destination. And as Paul once said, that he would wish to leave back everything that has happened, that when he lived in his own righteousness, what was not acceptable to God, he wished to forget that and look forward and endeavor to travel to receive that podium as a victor into heaven. We can continue journeying on this road to heaven amongst other believers. Now, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father. Even his other things as we serve, that we need God's word, the word of Christ, that would be in our midst. Remember each one of you as you are in work, and no matter where you are here at services, there are many different duties here, but every duty is just as important, and they all work of God's kingdom, as Paul writes also. That we have different grace gifts. Some speak, some who has prophet, gift of prophet, use that. If someone has a gift of serve. If one has gifts to teach, and so on. Be important. That go one to another and embolden each other. Road to heaven. This matter of faith is a joyous issue, and this peace that we have in our hearts, the world cannot give us. Dear brother and sister, and you who might be listening, no matter where you're at, even if you're listening alone and you're listening to these services, you can be comforted in this, that the Heavenly Father knows where you are, he has not forgotten you. And we wish from here, from these services, we would wish to send greetings out to you, no matter how you feel, what type of feelings. Though these words also belong to you, these greetings from heaven, you can believe at this moment, all sins and doubts forgiven, in Jesus' name and his precious atoning blood. And you who are sitting here tonight, you can hear at the beginning of these services, you can receive that comfort of the gospel there, no matter where you came to sit here and listen. God knows what we need. And he wishes to be carrying us. I will carry, and I will bring you to your destination. God brings us day at a time, carries us day at a time. God knew our path before we were born. We can be comforted that our life is in good hands. But at this moment, what is most important, believe personally this gospel. In the name and blood of Jesus, believe all your sins forgiven. Unto peace, joy, and freedom, and unto the peace of heaven. In this way, we can we can hold on to the word of Christ, that foundation which has been sent down, and there is no other foundation other than Jesus Christ. This is the basis of our faith. Let us remain in the grace word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.